Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone in Radio Land. Welcome to another edition, exciting one that is, of Rough Riders Radio. I'm your host, Pete Newcomb, a.k.a. The Night Rider, brought to you by Blog Talk Radio. Tonight's topic, 12 days till sequestration, more like economic vampirism. Thank you, both Marco Rubio and his counterpart, Christine O'Donnell. That giant sucking sound H. Ross Perot referred to in the 1992 presidential election can now be heard loud and clear, and it comes from the 21st century's answer to the 19th century's Know-Nothing Party. Welcome the 21st century Tea Party. Maybe another way to frame this is that what is happening now is very much like watching a vampire clamp his jaws on his victim's neck and proceeding to completely drain that body of its complete supply of blood. To go even further, what we're witnessing is high-grade cannibalism being carried out by a small segment of American society on the greater body politic. The moronic and demonic Tea Party will not be satisfied until they can turn this country into a carcass for their sole and instant gratification. Marco Rubio is their new Twilight matinee idol. And I suppose we can throw in Christine O'Donnell as his paramour counterpart. There you have it. Marco Rubio and Christine O'Donnell, the power couple of the teabag set. God, what a rumble we would witness in 2016 with a pair of bookends such as this. What would make it even more scintillating is Miss O'Donnell's flirtation with the occult in her recent past. Christine, appearing on Bill Maher's Politically Incorrect just this past September, immediately following Maher's opening monologue, blamed her witch ad debacle from her prior unsuccessful senatorial run in Delaware on her advisors. Oh, sweet Jesus, to paraphrase conservative TV host Joe Scarborough, what a true American gothic power couple we would have with the two of them, Marco Rubio and Christine O'Donnell, feeding each other lust for sucking the blood out of all living life. That giant sucking sound will become a raging torrent of hurricane force. But wait, there's a way out of here, dear reader. Just when it seemed that all is lost, Marco and Christine turn to each other and unleash their havoc on one another. Their lips clamped, and they proceed to suck the life right out of each other. And then all is quiet on the Western Front. The two bodies of antimatter have simply canceled each other out, and thus the forces of know-nothing have been completely extinguished, and peace and prosperity and sanity returns to the land. In short, the know-nothings of our day, a.k.a. the Tea Party, will simply run out of enemies and targets, and they will then turn upon each other like two spiders held captive in a sealed jar. This concludes tonight's broadcast. Thank you for listening to Rough Riders Radio. I'm your host, the Night Rider, saying so long and signing off.